Let's go to the Word of God this morning. This is the first Sunday of the month. August is already behind us. Here we are in September. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1, 2, and 3. We've been working on this for several months. Excuse me, and I have this lesson and one more lesson to go. And I am intending to put all of these lessons together. And if anyone would like the notes and the scriptures for all of these lessons, I'll be happy to give those to you. If you'd let me know, I'd appreciate that. But you got a whole month to worry about that. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead. Everybody said, resurrection of the dead.
Resurrection of the
dead. Resurrection of the dead. And of eternal judgment. This will we do if God permit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this morning I want to teach, and I've been in the teaching mode, so just hold on to your seat this morning, and whatever the Lord wants, we're going to have today. I want to talk about the resurrection of the dead.
Right.
The resurrection of the dead. Lord, we give you thanks this morning for the word of God. We ask you to anoint it, Lord. Speak to each and every heart that's here today. Give us revelation from the word of God. We ask it in Jesus' name. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated this morning. God bless you. Amen. You know, this is one of the central themes and the central teachings of Christianity, true Christianity, is the resurrection. And without the resurrection, we would be like most other faiths, Buddhist, Muhammad, you could name them all. But we are different, however, than any other faith in the world, in the history of mankind, because we believe in the resurrection of the dead. We believe in the resurrection. And it's very important that we have this established in our hearts and our minds because it is a very strong component of our faith. Amen. And we believe that there is a resurrection day that is going to come for all people, sinners and saints alike. Praise God. In fact, we have some things to prove this. Actual resurrections that we can read about in history in the Word of God. And I'm going to turn to my trusty assistant here this morning, my reader, and he'll get things ramped up a little bit, and then I'll bring them back down, and then he'll get them ramped up. Praise the Lord. And we'll just have a good time.
Amen.
Praise God. There was a story in the Old Testament, in your Bible, when a body of a dead man touched the bones of Elisha the prophet, the man of God, and he revived, and there was a resurrection. Amen. Read for 2 Kings chapter 13 and verse 21.
And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men. And they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet.
Well, praise God. That's Old Testament. Amen. There's also the story of the reviving of the boy who had died from a heat stroke. Amen. Was out in the field and all of a sudden he said, "My head, my head." And he collapsed and he died. And the mother of this boy got on her mule and she went to the prophet. We don't know how many days it was or how much time, but it was a long time. and the boy lay dead of a heat stroke. Second, this is in 2 Kings again, chapter 4 and verse 35. Read for us this morning.
Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes.
Praise God. Amen. That would have been wonderful to see. 7 sneezes. God's perfect sneeze. Amen. Completion. Praise God. And so when we look at the resurrection here this morning, we understand that God was the creator and is the creator of all things. And we believe that. We know that that's true. David said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. There are many complexities to the human body. And God spoke this into existence, amen, and created man in his own image out of the dust of the earth. But we're more than dust, amen. There are things that we're still discovering about the human body and all of that. And so if God can heal us and God can save us and God can create us, He can raise us up from the dead as well. We serve an almighty God here this morning. A God who can do anything He wants to do. There is nothing that is impossible with God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And He in fact can and He will raise the dead. He is going to raise the dead of all the people who have ever lived on this earth. And that is a sobering thought and a sobering truth this morning, that each and every one of us are going to face some kind of resurrection, either after we have died physically or we are raptured out of this place and resurrected and changed in that sense of the word. And so the understanding of the resurrection is very vital. It's very important. And it's going to keep you walking on the straight and narrow if you have a revelation of the resurrection. There are many that say, I believe in a resurrection, but we're going to look at that here in a moment. When it comes down to it, there is... when we truly understand the ramifications of the resurrection, it will become a powerful force in your life. You know, I'm not serving God for getting things from God. I'm not serving the Lord because of what He has done. Amen. I want to serve Him for who He is. And I want to serve Him because I know in the future... And it may not be very long, folks, before the rapture takes place. We've got to get down to business with God. Well, praise the Lord. We've got to be faithful to the house of God. We've got to be faithful in supporting and giving into the house of God, the work of God, supporting the ministry of our church. And I thank God for our ministry. Amen. Our pastor and his family. And we appreciate them very much. It is all a package deal, if you please. And the main thing here is the resurrection. We're going to all go together, praise God. We're going together. And so we need to get along with each other here in this life. Because we're all going together, praise God. And when we truly understand... the resurrection, it will, and it will become a very powerful force in your life. The Apostle Paul spoke of this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I want to work on this a little bit. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 12 through 19.
Now if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead... How say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead?
Okay, now I'm going to interrupt you here a few times. But how is it that we can say there is no resurrection? Well, we don't have to say it. We just have to believe it that way. Amen. If we really don't believe in a resurrection or the importance of the resurrection of the dead, then there are some things that are going to take place in our life. There's going to be some negative things that will come into your life if you don't believe in the resurrection. And when I say believe in the resurrection, I believe it. I'm going to pray no matter what's happening in my life. I'm going to have the word of God burning in my heart no matter what's going on in my life. And you say, well, how can you be faithful like that? There's going to be a resurrection. And it may be today. Praise God. It may be this afternoon. Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. Brother Manuel, are y'all leaving today to go back to Texas?
No, sir.
All right. Praise God. But you're going to one of these days, you're going to go back. And you, amen. And who knows, it might be when you're at Bucky's or something. And the rapture takes place. Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen in our life. Amen. And it can change so very quickly. One telephone call and your life is changed. Amen. But that's kind of like what it's going to be when the resurrection takes place. And he said, how say some among you that there is no resurrection? Okay, read a little bit further here.
But if there be no resurrection of the dead,
there's no resurrection,
then is Christ not risen?
All right. So if there's no resurrection, then Jesus did not rise from the dead. And now this is very, very important. It's essential. It is a part of the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Amen. Now, if Jesus had not risen, then we might as well go and join the Muslims or join Buddha or anybody else, because it doesn't matter. Amen. We're all the same. Some believe in reincarnation, where you go through different lives and all of that. All those different religions. Amen. I'll just say it that way. And so we believe in a resurrection because our leader, our founder, Jesus Christ, amen, was risen from the dead.
Amen.
All right, now read just a little bit further here.
And if Christ be not risen,
if he's not risen,
then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain.
Amen. So why even bother having church?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Why have preaching? And all of the things that we do to maintain the work of God here in Augusta.
Yes,
yeah. Amen. And everybody else in the world, there's no need in sending missionaries, no need in preaching, no need in sacrificing. If there is no resurrection, then we really don't have anything to stand upon. And it is not just that, but it comes down to an individual. And your personal life, amen. If you have faith, why have faith if there's no resurrection?
Come on, amen. Come on.
Why have faith? Why even believe the word of God? And let's go a little bit further here.
Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God.
All right. So not only is our faith in vain, this is if there is no resurrection, then we are false witnesses of God. We are
liars.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
We are liars for some reason or another. If we don't believe in the resurrection, but we preach about the Bible and stories in the Bible, then we're liars. We're not telling the truth.
Amen.
All right, read.
Because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not.
All right, so let's read a little bit further.
For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins.
All right, we're still in our sins if we don't believe in a resurrection.
Yes.
And I believe in a resurrection. I believe in the resurrection. Amen. Read the last part there, brother.
Then they also, which are fallen asleep in Christ, are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
Praise God. Now, Paul's addressing this issue of the resurrection. Several things come to us here about this. And the first one is our example of our faith, and that's Jesus Christ and the gospel. Everybody said the gospel.
The gospel.
The gospel. The gospel is so vitally important. Amen. We've got to have it right.
Yes.
And we've got to preach it right. And we've got to live it right. And we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But how can it be said that there is no resurrection of the dead when our Savior rose? And he did rise from the dead on the third day. Praise God.
Yes.
He did. Paul takes this to its natural conclusion. And if we look at this, if we don't believe in the resurrection of the dead, then Jesus Christ never came back to life after 3 days. He is still in the grave today. But nobody knows. There is no grave. Amen. And I've been to Israel, and there's a couple of places where they feel that was the burial place of Jesus Christ. But nobody knows exactly where it is. It's empty. Amen. And it's because of a resurrection. We're literally wasting our time to preach because the most fundamental of all preaching is that Jesus rose from the dead.
Amen. Yeah.
And my friend, this morning, you're going to arise from the dead.
Yeah.
Amen. And we're going to look at that as we go on here this morning. Amen. And if we're still in our sins, he said, then we're still in our sins. Then all who have believed in Jesus Christ have perished. All of the fathers that went before us, they have perished. And it's in vain. They're just going to turn back to dust, and there's not going to be anything left. Amen. But thank God we have a hope this morning.
Amen.
We have a hope. But there are many today that don't have a hope. Amen. And they are empty. And they are in a hopeless situation in life, and they take their own life, and they live beneath their potential, amen, because they don't have the resurrection as a pillar in their life. You know, these young men on the front row, and the second row, praise God, it seems like sometimes, and I know because I was that age once, and you think that it's going to go on forever. Endless energy and enthusiasm and all of that, but it's not. It's going to change.
Amen.
Praise God. I got an amen there. Praise God. And it's going to change one day, but if we don't have a resurrection, he said, we are of all men most miserable. And if you're miserable here this morning, it's because you're not following the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we must die, be buried, and rise again. And you can't have a resurrection until there is a death. And I'm going to get ahead of myself here this morning. But the truth of it is that we're all of all men most hopeful. Praise God. We're not of all men most miserable, but we are of all men most hopeful. Praise God. And because of that, we can make it through a bad day on the job. Because of that, we can make it because of financial difficulties. We can make it because of physical health problems and all of that. And some of us know about that. Praise God. But it is the very thing that we look forward to when we stand before God in the last day. Amen. Is the resurrection. It's our hope. It's what we believe in. Do you believe in the resurrection this morning? Amen. I believe in the resurrection this morning, and I want to live like I believe in the resurrection. I guess I'll just stand right here, Brother Greg, because if I move a little bit one way or another, it's turning itself off. Praise God. Thank God for cordless mics. Help us, Lord.
Amen.
All right. I want to give you an example in the New Testament, John chapter 11 and verses 17 through verse 21.
Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already.
All right. This is the story of Lazarus, who was a friend of Jesus Christ, and he died. And if we don't go in the rapture, we're going to die. Just like he did. And he had laid in the grave 4 days already. All right?
Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died.
Well, praise God. That's the end of each and every one of us here, is that we are destined to die. God made us to live, and he made us to die. And death is just as much of life as living is. Amen. But what we have to incorporate into this is the resurrection. And so Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. He was a very present God in a physical sense. They could touch him. They could listen to him talk. They could see the miracles that he did. And they believed in him, but he was a present moment God, if you please. They really weren't looking into the future that much, and they depended on him as a present help. They had seen him heal the sick, but they'd never seen him tackle the greatest foe of man, and that's death. Amen. We'll look at that in a minute here. But John chapter 11, verse 23 through 28. Let's progress in the story here.
Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again.
Thy brother shall rise again.
Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life.
Well, praise God.
Amen. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee.
Praise God. So Jesus declared here, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. There's only one way to have real life, and that's in Jesus Christ. You're not going to have a full life, an exciting life outside of Jesus Christ. You can make all the money you want to make in this world, but it's not going to make you happy. It's not going to help you with your relationships. It's not going to help you in many, many areas. And we have seen it so many, many times that the rich will take their own life because there's no hope. There's no hope in their money. It can only take them so far. You say, well, if I had a job or if I had insurance. You know what? Having insurance doesn't make you healthy. Praise God. It just helps you when you're not healthy. And sometimes it does not even help then. Amen. And the things of this world, the things of this world are temporary. What we need to look forward to is this resurrection. And so Jesus said, I am the resurrection. In other words, there's no path to happiness. There's no path to heaven outside of Jesus Christ. That's why the scripture says that we must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. Because it is through him, he said, I am the door. He's the only one that will get us to heaven.
Yes.
It's through him.
Through him.
All right. So John chapter 11, verse 34 through 39.
And said, where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold, now he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone.
Yes.
Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days.
Yes, amen. Roll the stone away.
Roll the stone away. Yes.
Praise God. Lord, you don't know what you're saying here. It's going to smell really bad. He's through 4 days he had been in this grave, and he was about to prove to them that the resurrection is not just a future, but it is a present thing. Amen. It is in the future, but it is in the present. Amen. You say, well, what are you talking about? What I'm talking about is when we are dead in sins. Amen. And we're living our life in sin. There's only one way to resurrect out of that situation. And that's by the power of the resurrection, which is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You need to live for God and be filled with the Holy Ghost, or you're going to go through life miserable. Amen. John 11 and verse 40 through 44. Let's read that.
Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
Praise God.
And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with the napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go.
Praise God. Well, he was subject to the things of this world, and so they wrapped him up. Amen. And you may be wrapped up here this morning. You can't walk and you can't talk. You can't see and you can't hear. And life is miserable. I want to tell you this morning, Jesus can get you out of that situation. He can get you out of that situation.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Are we making sense here this morning? Amen. I appreciate the amens. I really do. Praise God. But we're a part of something that's exciting here this morning. And even death cannot stop the child of God. In fact, death is no longer our enemy. It's no longer our enemy when we are in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. We know that physically and spiritually there's going to be a death before there is a resurrection. And that's why the gospel, again, is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when we obey the gospel, we die in repentance, we are buried in baptism, and we rise to walk in a newness of life. That rise is a resurrection. We are risen in the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And the Apostle Paul established this in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 6.
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Praise God.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
The old man is crucified with him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That old life, that old sin, yes. All of those old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become brand new.
Amen.
Amen. And that life that you are looking for is only found through the resurrection experience. Paul talked about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And verses 51 through 57.
Behold, I show you a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
Yes.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Well, praise God.
O death, where is thy sting?
Where is thy sting?
O grave, where is thy victory?
Where is your victory?
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, praise God.
Amen.
And since it's through the Lord Jesus Christ, it's through the resurrection.
Amen.
Because he said, I am the resurrection. Praise God.
Yes.
And so the sting of death is swallowed up in victory. We have victory today. I am an overcomer today.
Amen.
And I can overcome sin. I can overcome the flesh, amen, and I can overcome death. Praise God. I can do it through him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 13 through 18.
But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep.
And when he says they are asleep, that means they have died.
That ye sorrow not, mm-hmm. even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Yes.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Yes.
For the Lord himself shall ascend from heaven, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, praise comfort God. One another with these words.
Comfort one another with these words.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
What a scripture. Amen. What a promise that we have.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, I'm looking out here this morning. It looks like the dead in Christ are here. Well, praise God. You're probably thinking the same thing about me this morning. Praise God. But the truth is still the truth. Amen. There is a resurrection. And if we're alive, we're going to be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and to be with him forever. Praise God. If we have died and been buried in the ground, we're going to come up first. Amen. Then the rest of us are going to catch up. Amen. And we're going to be with him for all of eternity. Praise God. That's our hope this morning. That's our hope this morning. That's our only hope, is the power and the truth of the resurrection. Amen. Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. Praise God.
But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen. It's more than just speaking in tongues.
Yeah. Come on.
Praise God. It's more than just having the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah.
More than just having the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
Praise God. That Holy Ghost that's inside of us is the resurrection power.
Yes.
And it's going to take us out of this world. It's going to quicken our mortal body.
Amen.
And this mortal shall take on immortality. Amen. Mortal meaning that we can die, we can break down, we can fall apart or whatever. Amen. But this mortal has something on the inside that's immortal, that we will never die.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably why Paul said in one place, I die daily.
Yes, sir.
I die daily because I've got to be a part of the resurrection.
Yeah.
And I can't have a resurrection unless there is a death. Amen. You can't just come to church and walk out the door and live any way that you want to live.
Right.
No, we've got to die daily. And we've got to check ourselves on a regular basis.
Yes.
Amen. I'm thankful that we use the altar in our church.
Yes.
Amen. It's not just for somebody who does not know the Lord, but it's for all of us.
Right.
And can I say it this way? You need an altar every day of your life.
Amen.
It's not just when you come to church. It's every day we need an altar.
That's right.
Where we can die to this mortal body. And so the gospel is very, very powerful when it's experienced and understood. Amen. Revelation talks about the resurrection, and it's called the first resurrection. And so if there's a first resurrection, then there will be a second resurrection. And the first resurrection will be the catching away of the church on the rapture day, and the second resurrection will be the raising up of all who have rejected the gospel and all who have lived ungodly and those who reveled in their sin. They also will be resurrected, and that will be the second resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at it. Revelation chapter 20 and verses 4 through 6.
And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them which were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, in which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Praise the Lord. And there's going to be a rapture.
Yeah.
The church is going to be caught up.
Amen.
All the saints of God are going to be caught up.
Yeah.
And when the rapture takes place, there's going to be a tribulation that comes upon this world. That the world has never seen and will never see again. And so after that tribulation, the saints are going to come back down to this earth. Judgment is going to be given unto us, and we will rule and reign with him on this earth for 1,000 years. Amen. Think of what you can get done in 1,000 years. Amen. We are going to rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. Amen. And after the 1,000 years, there is going to be a second resurrection, if you please, where all of those that have not served God are going to stand before the Lord. Amen. At the conclusion of the 1,000 years of peace on the earth, Satan is going to be loosed from his prison, and then the Lord will call up the white throne judgment for all people. And next time, if the Lord willing, I'm going to talk about eternal judgment. Amen. But I'm not going to talk about that here this morning. Revelation 20 and verse 11 through 14, he goes a little bit further. Let's read that.
And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Amen. Now if you die without the Lord, praise God, you're going to have to die again.
Right.
Two deaths.
Yes, sir.
Two deaths. And we will be brought up. The Bible says that it will be the sea gave up the dead which were in them. And death and hell brought them up. Amen. And they will be judged. And then they will be cast again into the lake of fire for all of eternity. Oh God, help us here this morning. We've got to understand the resurrection. And the thing that we want to avoid is the second death. For with the child of God, there's just one death in his or her future. Amen. There's only one death. Praise God. And after that, there is a resurrection unto eternal life. I want to walk on those streets of gold. I want to see there those gigantic gates of pearl. Amen. But more than that, I want to see Jesus sitting on his throne. Praise God. I want to see him. I want to see the river of life. I want to see the tree of life. I want to experience all the things that God has for me. And it is just a bleep on the radar. Amen. That's your life. It's just a bleep. It's just a moment. Amen. And it all is passing away. Praise God. I'm learning that myself. Praise God. Used to jump and run around the church and preach and hoop and holler and get after that. Amen. Have good church. Preach my heart out. And today I can't do that. And one day I will not be here again. And one day you will not be here again. This whole congregation will change, and there will not be a familiar face here. Amen. Because we're all destined to pass away. But praise God, he's got mercy. Thank you for that song this morning, Sister Stacy. Mercy has followed me all the days of my life. But it's more than just mama or daddy praying for you and propping you up in prayer. You've got to get it for yourself. You've got to believe some things for yourself, and what you believe will modify your lifestyle and how you're living your life. Amen. We want to avoid that second death. Praise God. Today there is a resurrection, great hope in the resurrection. And I want to ask you today, have you obeyed the gospel? Have you obeyed the gospel? Do you believe in a resurrection? If you do believe in a resurrection, you're going to believe in the gospel. Because the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection. You must repent of your sins. Humble yourself. And say, God, I need you more than I need anything in my whole life. And I give my life to you. I surrender my mind and my spirit and my heart to you because I know there's a day coming. I don't want to have an attitude that says, well, I'm just going to do what I want to do. And God's just going to have to put up with me. Well, I want to tell you, God does not have to put up with us. Because he's God. We don't tell him what we're going to do. We ask him to tell us what we need to do.
Amen.
Praise God. And if you've got a submissive heart, you'll say yes to the Lord. And you'll go to the altar and say, God, if you want me to go through trials and tribulations, physical difficulties, or whatever it is, I'm going to do it. Amen. I want to do it because I know his grace is sufficient for us. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together this morning. God bless you. I appreciate you indulging me here this morning. But I do feel the Lord in this place. And I know that there is an appointed day. There's an appointed time. It's not a coincidence that you're here this morning in the house of God. It's not a coincidence. Mercy is calling. Mercy is calling. I want to give you another chance. I want to give you another opportunity because, friend, I want to tell you there is an appointed day. An appointed day. And I see it happening with young people. My wife's, what is Matt? Is he, he's your cousin. Matt is my wife's cousin. He works in the area of the government where it's counseling and all of that. Last July, he said there were four young people in Butler County that committed suicide. Four of them in 1 month, young people that I have no hope. There's no reason for me to live. Well, I want to tell you, there is a reason to live. And it's not to live for yourself, but it's to live for Jesus and live for others. Praise God. Praise God. Do you believe in a resurrection this morning? If you do, the altars are open today. And you can find that resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. He can put your feet on a solid rock, on a foundation. Praise God.